This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a three-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Thrilled, delighted, excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We are going to start today's show a little bit different than we usually would. We actually don't have a guest scheduled today on the show. So today's show is a little bit of me, a little bit of Rob, and a little bit of you, 913-586-7965. We have so much to get into in today's show. We're going to talk a little Royals, a little Chiefs. We'll talk a little NBA. We'll also talk a little bit of food. This will just be a normal drive today. Really happy to be here with you today. We are taking you up until 5:30, where we hand things back off to the Kansas City Royals, where hopefully they continue to beat up on the Chicago White Sox, because that is what the Royals do best. Before we get into any of that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. It'd be great if you could tell two friends about the show, but you know what? I'm not going to be that picky about it. If you could just tell one person to listen to the show, I will be very, very thrilled if you could do that. All right. I don't actually want to talk about the Chiefs. I don't want to talk about the Royals to begin today's show. I don't even want to talk about the NBA. We're going to start today's show talking minor league baseball. And Jack Caglione right now is the third most popular player in the Royals organization. Number one, no question, is Bobby Witt Jr. I would say number two is Salvador Perez. He has sort of been the bridge between two generations, the old school and the new school. Well, one of the players that looks like they are going to help carry you into the future is Jack Caglione. If you missed it, he hit two home runs today. It was his first multi-home run as a professional player. Both of them went opposite field. He seems to have all of the tools to be a very productive big league player. If you were looking about how he's performed so far in AA, now the stats I'm going to give you does not include what he's done today. They haven't updated it yet, but coming into today, he was hitting .314, .395 on base percentage, a .543 slug percentage. He now has 8 home runs on the season. He has been phenomenal. He feels like a player that is very quickly about to get called up, not to the big league club, but to AAA, and we'll see if that's the direction that they go. This is where I would like to start today's show. I think we have to keep in mind that this is a business, And I think the business and the best thing that you could possibly do is continue to let the legend of Jack Caglione grow and grow and grow. Now, you guys are going to hear this like a knock on attendance. I assure you that it's not. There are two things that are going to give the Royals a jolt when it comes to attendance. Number one is the summer. The Royals are the hottest team in baseball right now. They got 12,000 people out there. We don't have to get into all the reasons why, but people don't go to weekday Royals games. But I think we all know that in a couple of weeks when school is out, when June, July are here, they're going to see an uptick in attendance. There is another card that they are keeping in their pocket for a boom in attendance. It is the major league debut of Jack Caglione. Let me give you a couple of numbers on why I feel this way. I think we have had two of these debuts, at least in recent Royals history. I'm not going to put Bobby Witt Jr. into this conversation because Bobby Witt Jr.'s opening day was opening day. So we already know the attendance is going to be there. Let's look back to Eric Hosmer. I think this is the biggest positional player debut that happened in the middle of the season. I actually do think the Caglione is going to come up at some point this year. It feels to me like an August kind of move. Eric Hosmer, the game before Eric Hosmer's major league debut, they had 11,000 people out at Kauffman Stadium. They had 30,000 people for Eric Hosmer's debut. The game before Zach Greinke's first start, they had 15,000 people out at Kauffman Stadium. They had 30,000 people there for Zach Greinke's attendance. There is one thing that is a surefire way to get you to the ballpark, and it is going to see him play. That first time, everybody will want to be there. I actually think we can go ahead and mark it. If Jack Caglione plays for the Royals at any point this season, it will be the biggest day that they've had aside from opening day. Bigger than Big Slick, bigger than when the Cardinals come into town in a couple of weeks, bigger than when Flo Rida is scheduled to perform, it will be the second biggest day that they will have this year. I think it's in their best interest and simultaneously serving the baseball portion of this. Keep letting them have all the success in AA and AAA. Keep them in the news cycle. Keep us talking about Jack Caglione. Keep him at the forefront of your mind. And eventually, we will let you know on August 11th, it's time. And you will go out there and you will buy the hats and you will buy the jerseys and you will rally around this player who we are adding as a extra chip to give us what we need to go into the playoffs and make a little bit of a run. You got to remember that last year around this time is when the offense started to fall apart. They had the injury to Vinny Pasquantino. They had a lackluster September where they couldn't get the offense going, and their offense was a major reason why. What better jolt, what better kick, what better needed push than a surefire ace you have in your pocket? And that is eventually calling up Jack Caglione. So I have come around. I'm with you guys. He looks like a player who is very, very close to being major league ready. You are dominating double A. But I think we have a history and a timetable for how the Royals usually do this. I don't think he's coming up immediately. I think he's going to Omaha at some point. I think he'll sell tickets for you in Omaha, and you'll keep building the legend and building the legend and building the legend. And then eventually, at some point when the transition starts from people go to Royals games and then they go back to their normal lives and football is about to start, what better way to keep you interested in the baseball season than bringing up their biggest prospect from a positional standpoint since Bobby Witt Jr. And before that, Eric Hosmer. That's what I think the play is. J.J. Piccolo was on Cody and Gold. Here's what he said about Cags and what his timeline could be.
Well, it's certainly, we don't have a set date on it. You know, it's just one of those things that when our evaluators are down there, and we had a bunch in Springfield this week, you know, make the recommendation to our player development staff that it's time to move Jack to AAA. That's when we'll move him. But you know, those things are so hard to just say it's going to be by this date or by that date. What we want is between now and the time Jack hits the major leagues, he's as complete of a hitter as he can possibly be. We know how hard it is in the major leagues, watching some of the young guys that are in the major leagues right now really struggling, and that's not the way we want to break Jack into the big leagues. It doesn't mean he won't struggle. But we want him to be as prepared as he possibly can. A lot of that comes down to swing decisions, you know, understanding what the situations are, really no different than any other hitter. You know, Jax is clearly very talented and is on a faster track than most guys would be.
I think that faster track brings him up here at some point this season. I think at some point, I don't think we're there yet, even though fans would like for us to be there. And honestly, I'd like for them to be there. I'd love this weekend. Hey, they got the Red Sox coming into town and Jack Caglione's going to make his major league debut. Hopefully they make his major league debut in a day game that starts at 1 o'clock. I'd love it if that happened. Trust me, I'm on your side. I think they're playing this thing correctly. I think you keep letting it cook down in the minor leagues. You keep the conversation going, and eventually, when you are going to hit a lull in attendance, I think you pull out your big guns. And I think Jack Caglione is on this team at some point in August as the kiddos are starting to transition back to school, as the Royals normally see a bump back to their regular attendance numbers, and fan interest usually shifts to the football team. What will keep you engaged the entire baseball season? I think it's him. I think the legend is starting to grow with days like today, with days like this weekend, when there is a promotion for people to go down there to see you and you hit a home run while they're there. I think it's starting with Jack Caglione. It has been very, very fun to see how this thing is starting to grow. And I think it is about to hit a fever pitch at some point here in the next 90 days or so. You guys know the rules. If we kick off the show with the Royals, it can only mean one thing. Hit me, Rob.
We're where you want to be.
Carrying today's Brandon Royals lineup takes us back to that Zach Greinke debut. His first home game as a Royal in 2004. We're on his opening start at Kauffman. The Royals beat the Twins 2-1. Here is today's random Royals lineup.
I cannot wait for this.
Leading off, the shortstop, Angel Baroa. Batting second, the center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting third, the first baseman, Mike Sweeney.
These are the Royals that I love so much.
Batting fourth, in right field, Matt Stairs.
Another Royals legend.
He's very popular right now from that Instagram account, Random Royals Clips, because there's a clip of him pegging Ken Harvey. Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
I feel like a pause is due. It's somewhere in what you just said, but you know what? Let's move on.
Batting fifth, the designated hitter, the aforementioned Ken Harvey. Batting sixth.
Why was Ken Harvey trying to set a screen on the baseball field? I don't know if I'll ever figure that out.
How do you get caught behind a tarp? People just ask questions you don't have the answer to.
I don't know. And it sounds, you said he got pegged, which doesn't sound like a good position to be in.
Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Randa. Friend of the show, Joe Randa.
He is?
He's been on three times.
Okay, friend of the show then.
Not the best friend of the show, but
I forgot. It's been a while.
Those were dark, but he was a lot of, hey, the Royals are 22 and 61. Let's talk to Joe Randa.
Joe Randa, I hope you're having a great day.
Batting seventh, the catcher, Benito Santiago.
Ooh. Royals legend.
Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tony Graffanino.
Tony G.
And batting ninth, the left fielder, Byron Geddes.
Oh my, you know how long it's been since I've heard of Byron Geddes?
That sounds like an MLB 2K The Show create
a
player.
It does sound like a generated name for a player.
By the way, Zach Greinke was great in his first start at the K, going seven innings, only giving up one earned.
I was at that game against the Twins.
Mm-hmm. The bullpen needed three different arms to hold it down, but they did win on this date, on Zach Greinke's home debut. They did it in a walk-off, no less.
How much right now somebody from the Royals Authentic called and said, hey, we got a Tony Graffanino game-worn jersey. We want to sell it to you. How much are you paying for the Tony Graffanino game-worn?
I mean, it's a low number. I mean, is that the lowest number? Byron Geddes is going to be a lower number.
If they called me with the Byron Geddes game worn, I would be offended. You're not just going to offer it to me. I just can't have it for free.
Also, those are the vest jerseys, so like they're extra goofy looking just to have.
Those are even better. I'm hanging that one up. All right, coming up on the other side, it might be the most reckless segment that we have ever done, but I still want to do it. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some of you believe in jinxes. I don't really know if this show believes in that, and I think we have a lot of history and track record that would convince you guys that this show is actually the opposite of a jinx. If we have you on the show, it is usually a boost to your career. If we talk about you or discuss you, things normally will work out for you. So we're going to do a segment that tests that theory. Now, maybe at the end of the day, Rob and I will proven to have been wrong. But I don't know about that. I asked Rob to make a list of some of the things that have happened since the last time that the White Sox beat the Royals in a baseball game. Just because I wanted to put into context how long it's been. Now, I understand it's baseball and they could lose today to the White Sox. But I just want to put into some kind of time frame how long it's been and how dominant the Royals have been against the White Sox. We have had two NFL drafts take place since the last time the White Sox beat the Royals. In fact, we had the draft, training camp, an entire NFL season, the entire postseason, the Super Bowl, and then another NFL draft, and the White Sox still have not beaten the Royals in that time. You know how long of a time period we're talking about for all of those things to happen? The last time that the White Sox beat the Royals was April 17th of last year. April 17th. It's May 6th of 2025. They got shut out yesterday by the Royals. The Royals own the Chicago White Sox. We had a presidential election since then. Our show was on a completely different radio station the last time that this had happened. We had the entire Drake and Kendrick beef. Kendrick released an album, performed some of the album at the Super Bowl, and then started his own tour. They still haven't beaten the Royals in that time frame. Taylor Swift released an album and then followed the entire Chiefs season in that time frame. We had the Summer Olympics since then. Puff Daddy was a free man the last time that the White Sox beat the Royals in a baseball game. His trial started yesterday. He was walking around free. Still haven't beaten him. We didn't know who the Hawk 2 girl was. We saw the entire character arc of the Hawk 2 young lady. We didn't know who she was. We then saw the viral clip. We then tried to figure out who she was. We figured out who she was. She supposedly scammed these people on the internet, even though no one has actually said they got scammed or invested in it. It's very odd and weird to me. She has now reappeared and is famous again. Still, White Sox haven't beaten the Royals. We could keep going, but you guys get the point. It's been a long time since that team has beaten the Kansas City Royals. They own them. The same way that the Chiefs, there's a stretch where it was a long period of time in which the Broncos didn't beat the Chiefs. I'm sure there's other examples. But the White Sox hate to see the Royals coming. They really do. They really hate to see them coming. I believe they've beaten them now 11 times in a row. This is baseball we're talking about. Doesn't matter. Rob, anyone you want to throw out? Rob, you weren't even married the last time this happened.
I was still...
You're about to celebrate your year anniversary.
I'm going
to
say, I don't know. I had sent invites out. It would have been April of 24. Invites may have just started hitting people's mailboxes.
I don't think I had one.
I don't think you were. I definitely wasn't married. I was still engaged. Also, it was the day two of a doubleheader, so it wasn't like we were really, ooh, well, I wonder how the Royals and White Sox were doing. That's been a long, long time.
Crazy. That's how long it's been.
Honestly, that highlights the White Sox futility.
I don't think there's a better example of this, honestly. You guys couldn't wait to do this until tomorrow? No, I didn't want to. That's how confident I am in the Royals and that they'll continue to take care of business against the White Sox because the White Sox stink. I'm serious. They stink. They're bad. They're real bad. Someone on the text line says KU basketball was still good the last time the White Sox beat the Royals. You're right. No question. We still consider Bill Self to be the best college basketball coach the last time that this happened. Rob still liked Hunter Dickinson the last time that this had happened. How quickly things change.
By the way, if you're scared of the Royals losing tonight, they are minus 230 favorites with Seth Lugo on the hill. So it's not like Vegas is thinking, oh boy, the Drive is talking about the streak. Let's cower in fear.
Luka Doncic took the Dallas Mavericks to the NBA Finals and got traded since this has happened. That's how long ago it has been. It has been a lot has happened since April 17th of last year. And I just wanted to highlight that. I wanted to bring that to you guys' attention because maybe you didn't know. Maybe you had no clue. That's why I'm here, to inform you. I was thinking this earlier in the show. The White Sox, they're not the worst team to cheer for. I think the Oakland A's or the Las Vegas A's or the Sac, I don't know what they are anymore. They're just the Athletics. That's the worst team you could cheer for. So follow me here. Let's say that there was like a Wheel of Fortune that you had to just completely start over. You couldn't be a Royals fan. You couldn't be a Chiefs fan. You couldn't be a Broncos fan, whatever team you cheer for, right? And every team was on the wheel. Every team. And now you walk up to the wheel and you got to spin it. You know the sound that the Wheel of Fortune wheel makes. And when it lands on that team now becomes your favorite team. Your number one team. This is the team that you ride or die with. This is the team you are most passionate about. The A's would be the worst pick. Absolute worst pick. Their old stadium was bad. Their current stadium is bad. They haven't started building their new stadium. They play in a real minor league park. Seems miserable to cheer for the A's. Chicago might be two, man. Chicago might be the second worst team to cheer for. Nobody chooses to be a White Sox fan. If you're from Chicago, you choose to cheer for the Cubs. Everybody in Chicago is a Cubs fan. If you've ever been to Chicago and you see where the Cubs play and all the excitement around it, and then you see where the White Sox play, I don't know why you would ever choose to cheer for the Chicago White Sox. It seems like a really bad choice if that's the one that you got. If you spun the wheel and it landed and the White Sox are your favorite team, I would say that is akin to hitting bankruptcy and fan, you lost. That's the worst team to cheer for.
Are all the worst teams baseball teams? Like, if we were to rank the bottom five, like, what's the thing Pat Forty does on Yahoo? Like, the bottom 10 during college football season? KU was a staple in that for a long time. Well, I kept track of those rankings for
I watched them play last year. They maybe should have made an appearance.
They weren't. I mean, at one point they did. But they weren't as bad as I've seen last year. If you were creating the Pat Forty race to the bottom for franchises to cheer for, it's a lot of baseball. The A's, I think the Angels are on that list. Imagine being an Angels fan. I think being a White Sox fan would stink. I think being a Rays fan would stink. I think probably the Browns are the worst NFL franchise. I think the Trailblazers, the Hornets, like, there's a lot of franchises where if you were like, oh, man, I guess I got to go be a fan of that franchise, you would hate your life. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And by the way, the Royals are not some, you know, beacon of greatness all of our lives. There are far worse franchises to be straddled with than the Royals.
Yeah, this is what I would say. And I think you make a very, very strong point about how a majority of the worst teams that you could get, like it being your number one favorite team, would be baseball teams. They'd be baseball teams. Like, if you spun the wheel and you got the Miami Marlins as your number one ride or die favorite team, that stinks. It stinks. I can't imagine every night. Your emotion is based off how the Miami Marlins do. I can't imagine. Chicago, the A's, bad choices. I actually don't know it would be that bad if you got any NFL team. I'm serious. I don't know it would be that bad. It wouldn't be great. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you spun this and you got the Cleveland Browns, I mean, I wouldn't be happy that I got Cleveland. They just made the playoffs not too long ago. They won a playoff game with Baker Mayfield. It's still football. I mean, how miserable can it be if your favorite team, I mean, they only lose, what, 13 times a year? 14 times a year? The Chicago White Sox lost 120 times last year. Every day. You're just watching them get pummeled. I don't know, man. It's low. It's very, very low on the list.
Here's the thing. I think you're letting your I like football more than baseball bias show here. Because let's say you're straddled with the Rays. They're a team that they don't have any fans in their city. You're telling me the following experience is worse than being a Browns fan? Wake up, my team stinks. I go to the ballpark. It's the summer in Tampa Bay. It's outside. I watch my team lose 6-3. That was no good. I leave the ballpark, and then I go to the beach in Tampa Bay. You're telling me that's a worse fan experience than wake up in Cleveland? So far, it's the worst. Then you're going to that dump of a stadium they're about to rebuild. You watch the Browns lose in the snow to the Steelers, who can't score, 6-3. Same score. Then you drive home and you're in Cleveland in December. That's worse.
Yeah, but we're only now judging it based off where you live and not the team. Like, cheering for the New Orleans Pelicans sounds pretty bad. But, I mean, you're also a mile and a half from Bourbon Street. I mean, it can't be that bad to cheer for the New Orleans Pelicans. So, yeah, if we are basing on location and where you live, sure, cheering for some of those teams sounds like it's worse. I'm talking about the enjoyment from you watching them every single day and following their team. And we all are fans in a way. your team and how they do, it affects your emotion. It affects your day. It affects your week. Your relationship with your friends are based off what team you cheer for. There are some fan bases that you know people are fans of. Maybe you don't live in Pittsburgh, but you know other Pittsburgh Steelers fans. You know Raiders fans. You know Packers fans. There is one of those fan bases. You ain't never met somebody that cheers for the Miami Marlins. I've been to Miami and I don't know anybody. I didn't see anybody that cheers for the Miami Marlins. It doesn't sound fun. Doesn't sound fun. And someone on the text line makes a good point. At least when you stink in football, there is a level of excitement to getting the number one overall pick. Nobody in baseball care when you get the number one overall pick. Sure, it could end up working out. You could get, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. You could get one of those guys. But it's also not fun to lose throughout the course of the season. I'm telling you, it would stink. It'd be the worst.
I mean, but you know fans well as I do. A, they might not care about the number one overall pick, but they would find some prospect in their system to hype up.
100%.
There have been some bad Royals teams, and Royals fans got all hot and bothered by players in their farm system that we thought were going to be good. Remember when the Royals were kicking the ball around every night in 2019, and they brought up Nicky Lopez? He's hitting like 350 in Omaha. Royals fans would have thought they, you know, found water in the desert with Nicky Lopez. So there's that same excitement. It's just transferred energy. It's not the draft, but that same excitement does exist with the farm system. So that's one for one. And two, you know this, bad. If you are a fan of a franchise, you think the worst. You're telling me that you're cheering for the Browns, you're the number three overall pick, and you think my franchise is going to nail the pick? I have confidence. There were Chiefs fans that don't believe Brett Veach can draft an offensive lineman. You're telling me Browns fans had hope and optimism that at, what, two or three overall, they were going to nail it? I bet most Browns fans were preparing for the GM to do something wrong, which kind of sort of happened on draft night when they passed up on Travis Hunter.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you don't know Marlins man? You know Marlins man's for going to everybody else's game except Marlins games. Every other one. You don't know Marlins man because, oh, that's that guy that's always at the Marlins game. Man, he's such a diehard Marlins fan. You know Marlins fan because he's sitting courtside at the Lakers game, because he's right behind home plate at the Royals World Series. You don't know Marlins man because he cheers for the Marlins. He's not like that Mattress Mac guy. Mattress Mac, hey, I'm all things Texas. I'm betting on everything Houston, everything Texas. I'm keeping it that way. That's not how you know Marlins, man. No, he's not a real Marlins fan. Not at all. Absolutely not. Rob, can you give me a little bit of music here? Because I have a toss-up question that I would like to ask you that is a Drive staple. This is something that we do on the show. Can you hit me with a little bit of music, please? Arby's is adding something to the menu. Something that I would potentially like to try. They have prime rib steak nuggets. Is this fair or foul? Is this something that you would like to try and have us give a review?
So, is it similar to like a chicken fried steak nugget? Is that the theory?
I've never had a chicken fried steak nugget in my entire life. I don't know if it's
insult. You've had a chicken fried steak, though, right? You've had chicken fried steak. Let's work step by step. Have you had chicken fried steak?
It's been a while since I've had it, but yes, I've had it.
First off, chicken fried steak, elite food, terrible for you. Not an everyday food, but let's not hate on chicken fried steak. It's very good, so let's get that out there and in the open. If it's similar to a chicken fried steak, but in nugget form, and I can dunk it in some, I don't know, white gravy, I would try it on the show for the sake of trying it. I don't know. I'd be like, you know what I got to get tonight, honey? I got to go to Arby's and get this prime rib nugget. I don't know. I'm itching for it, but I would 100% try it on the show.
I will say, it does kind of intrigue me a little bit. I am kind of interested in this. I mean, there's a lot that can go wrong here. There's a lot that can go wrong with the Arby's prime rib steak nugget. There's a lot. But you know what? I think we might have to give this a try. There's an Arby's not that far from here. There's an Arby's right down the street. Where's our guy Mitchell Schwartz? Can we have him on to do a fast food Friday to try these prime ribs?
When does it hit shelves? We can absolutely text Mitch.
I don't know. Fast food prime ribs sounds like a lot could go wrong.
I also have my doubts about the quality of the prime rib.
I have questions about all four words in this: prime rib, steak, and nuggets. I have so many questions about this.
That's why I'm curious. Nuggets makes you think fried food, so I was like, I wonder if it's a chicken fried steak, but it doesn't say it's a fried thing. So like, what is it? Beef jerky? Because like, just a nugget of prime rib is just a piece of meat, right?
I don't know, man. You know what Arby's is doing? Arby's is trying to expand its bag. You're doing too many dribble moves. I need you to just be able to hit a basic crossover, knock down the jumper. You know what you should stick to? The ham and cheese and the curly fries and a shake. I'm not getting adventurous on the Arby menu too many times. I'm not, no.
What kind of shake, though? You rocking with the Jamocha shake?
Gotta get the Jamocha.
Okay.
That's the only one. That they serve other kinds?
I presume. I don't know.
Prime rib steak nuggets. All right, we're going to give this. Can you write this down? Let's set up a time with Mitchell Shorts, and let's try the prime rib steak nuggets that are now available at Arby's.
Now that I'm thinking about it, we got a lot of fast food options hitting the world. The McCrispy strips are out at McDonald's.
Which the what?
The McCrispy.
I've never heard of these.
You didn't know the McCrispy strips were out?
No, I did not know this.
So McDonald's, instead of bringing back the snack wrap, which people have been clamoring for.
I do kind of remember the snack wrap. People did like the snack wrap.
People acted like the snack wrap was the greatest thing ever. It is very good. They now brought, instead of chicken nuggets, they have added chicken strips to their menu. They are calling them the McCrispy chicken strips at McDonald's. They are a new item for the summer.
You know what? I'm actually willing to give that a try.
I mean, it's just chicken strips.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that doesn't sound that bad. And McDonald's actually does chicken all right. I got an open mind about this. Usually, I don't have an open mind. I got an open mind about the McChicken. What is it called? McCrispy chicken?
McCrispy chicken strips.
I hadn't heard. This is my first time hearing this. I didn't know that this was a new thing.
You know what? Sometimes the text line does a lot of good for the show. They're pointing out all the items that are now available at fast food restaurants this summer. Like, for example, Taco Bell is now experimenting with chicken nuggets.
Are we trying those? The Taco Bell chicken nuggets?
Taco Bell doesn't miss a lot. We don't talk about it, but they have a very high hit rate.
I don't disagree with you. I'm simply asking if that's something that we're going to try.
I mean, if you're going to make me try whatever prime rib fingers or whatever
prime
it is.
Prime rib steak nuggets.
Yeah. If I'm trying that, I might as well try chicken nuggets from Taco Bell.
All right. You know what? Why don't we give them a try? Why don't we make a list? Write down some of these things, and why don't we kind of tally up four or five different things that we want to try from some of these fat food restaurants. And then, you know, in June, we'll make that transition, and we'll bring back Fast Food Fridays. Because I actually am very interested in trying these prime rib steak nuggets. They sound like they could be tasty.
People are raving about the chicken nuggets from Taco Bell. It sounds like we have a couple different options to get us over.
Raving is nuts. It's a little crazy.
Taco Bell nugs with their fire ranch is beyond good.
Rob, let me ask you, when's the last time you went out to eat and you ordered the chicken fried steak?
I actually did it recently. Where was I?
Oh, my goodness.
It was relatively recently. It was like we went to a bar. We were watching a game, me and my wife. We went to a bar, and it was chicken fried steak night. So I got myself.
You ordered the chicken fried steak from a sports bar?
Yeah, that did happen. Yep.
Kansas basketball has just, it's really, really, it's really sent you down a dark path, a path of no return.
No, this was post-KU basketball.
I know it was. I know you're they got you still in a stupor is what they have you. You're in a stupor. That is nuts. I cannot imagine. What'd you drink with it? You had an IPA and a chicken fried steak?
What did I have? It wasn't an IPA, but it was heavy. I think it was a stout.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I remember walking out being very full between the gravy and the stout and just feeling a little bit full.
I can't imagine to go to the sports bar to get a hearty meal.
It was their special. They're like, hey, it's chicken fried steak Thursday or whatever it was. And I was like, well, hold on now. You're speaking my language.
You want to know where you would never get that as a special? The other place, the five locations around town. You'll never get the chicken fried steak from there. Goodness gracious.
And even if they had it, I would get it. You wouldn't be adventurous enough to try it. You would just be like, I want to stick to my plain nachos.
You're right. I was going to try to think of something. No, you're right. I probably wouldn't try it. Hey, Karen, you know what? Hey, you know, I like what I get right now. It's great, actually. I appreciate everything you guys do over at the other place. I would tell you to get the cheesesteak pizza. Big fan of the cheesesteak pizza. All right, coming up on the other side, let's get to our NBA Minute. And you know what? Game one of the series have been phenomenal. We'll talk about it. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the NBA. And I believe, now I could be wrong, that one of the complaints that people have about the NBA is at times the NBA can be a tad bit predictable. Oh, I don't need to watch it. I already know what's going to happen. The same teams win all the time. Those are things that people say about the NBA. I don't know if that's accurate anymore. I mean, look at the playoffs so far. In the Western Conference, the 6 and the 7 seed won their opening series. Think to game one of series round number 2. Two of the biggest favorites on the board, Cleveland, massive favorite in their series. Celtics, massive favorite in their series. Oklahoma City, massive favorites in their series. All three of them lost game one on their home floor. And if you are somebody that buys into the numbers, if someone that buys into the percentages, if you win game one in the NBA in a 7-game series, you win the series 77% of the time. History tells you all three of these teams that went down 0-1 are not all winning their series. Now, sure, maybe the Celtics come back. Maybe the Thunder end up coming back. History tells you one of those three teams are losing in this round of the NBA playoffs. Maybe two of the teams are losing in this. If you had to ask me which one seems the most likely, I think it's Cleveland. I've thought this about Cleveland all season. We've seen this before in sports. The one seed that gets off to a really hot start in the regular season, but necessarily aren't playoff and battle tested to navigate the second season. That feels like Cleveland. I think they're the most likely one, the Pacers, to pull off the upset in round one. Rob, do you agree? I know you like Cleveland. I know that's your squad. Out of the teams that are down 0-1 right now, history says if you lose game one in the NBA in a 7-game series, you lose 77% of the time. So Denver is up 1-0. The Knicks are up 1-0. And the Pacers are up 1-0. Which one of those teams do you think is most likely to win their series in advance to either the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference final?
I think it's the Denver Nuggets. Because I get what you're saying about the Cavs. I really do. I understand it. I understand the logic. I disagree with it. I think the Cavs were the best team in the NBA or the Eastern Conference this year. They struggled with the Pacers. I think they were 1-3 this season against the Pacers. Like, some of the Pacers is a struggle for them, and I get it. And their health also creates another element. Like, Evan Mobley's questionable. Darius Garland didn't play in game one. He's questionable. Like, there are things to be leery of, but in the NBA, one of the reasons why you poo-pooed when I said, why are people disrespecting Cleveland and the Thunder, is you said you kind of have to have guys who have done it before. And when you look at the Thunder and you look at the Cavs, they do not have a plethora of guys who've done it before. Well, let's go to the Thunder and Nuggets series. You know what the Nuggets have?
Guys that have won a championship.
And it's not just like Jokic has done it and he's like trying to teach everyone.
Basically,
that
their whole core. Yeah.
The roster has done it. Now, the coach was on the staff, but he wasn't the head coach when it happened. I know the GM's been fired, but that group at its core is the same core that won an NBA title going away, what, 2 years ago? Like, you talk about the Browns were a playoff team 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we had Josh Dover on the show, and he was gloating and celebrating about how the Nuggets are NBA champs and this, that, and the other. I think they stole game one. And they stole game one on what a lot of people think was a coaching blunder by the Thunder. Didn't mean to rhyme there. But I think the Nuggets are the team where you would be like, ooh, I think they have the best shot because of the history.
I'm looking at the NBA schedule, and I think you can make an argument that this time right now, and not just specifically to the entire playoffs, I mean this round of the postseason, I think you can make the argument that this is the best stretch in the NBA. For essentially the next 10 days, you got two games every night of high-level basketball. Basically, two games a night for the next 10 days. Today, you got game two between the Pacers and the Cavs. You got game one between Golden State and Minnesota. Coming up tomorrow, you get game two of Knicks and Celtics and also Thunder and Nuggets. So, I mean, three teams that desperately need to win. You cannot fall down 0-2 now heading back to your opponent's venue and needing to win both of those games to make it a series. So you got, I know it's the playoffs, so all of these games are must win, but it can't get much more must win for Cleveland, Boston, or Oklahoma City. Do all three of those teams win? So I know that sometimes people's feeling about the NBA is it's pretty predictable, and we can just fast forward to the NBA Finals. I think we've kind of reached the point where, yes, Boston is a favorite. Cleveland is a favorite. I don't know if there's that much of a gap, though, between most of the top teams in the NBA and the other good teams. Where even if you're a team like Minnesota, you got Anthony Edwards, has got some playoff experience. You mentioned Denver as a team. Denver was a 5 seed out west, but they got Nikola Jokic, who was the best player in the NBA. The talent is just so dispersed right now in the NBA that I think makes it a really, really interesting product right now. So I want to tell you guys really quickly that we have a poll up, and we'll talk more about this poll coming up in just a little bit. This is the question. You can turn Jalen Royals into DeMarcus Robinson for the upcoming season. I looked up DeMarcus Robinson's averages. That are 30 catches for 352 yards and 3 touchdowns. You can just press the button right now. You can lock that in for Jalen Royals. 30 catches, 352 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Would you press the button? So if you go on our Twitter page on 96.5 The Fan, you can take a vote right now. Yes is at 70%. No is at 30%. If you would take that number for Jalen Royals, we'll talk a little bit more football coming up at the top of the hour, but I at least want to give you guys the opportunity to vote in that poll. You could turn Jalen Royals into DeMarcus Robinson for the upcoming season. His averages in Kansas City were 30 catches, 352, and 3 touchdowns. Is that something that you would take? Another thing that I want to read to you guys before we get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour, this is from Rainey Gizerli, an incredible stat. The Royals have called up 5 pitchers from the minor leagues this season. Those 5 pitchers, Rob, have combined to throw 21 and two-thirds inning. They have allowed 7 hits and 0 runs. The Royals, I think for most of our lifetime, have tried to figure out starting pitching. They've tried to figure it out. And at times, maybe they had 1 or 2, but the problem has always been the depth and quality of arms that you have been able to accumulate, that once an injury happens or if something goes left, that is usually when things go off the track. They appear to be in a really good situation where if you lost Seth Lugo for 3 starts, I think you would be able to manage it as an organization. Like what the Royals have been able to build up from a starting pitching standpoint, from a bullpen standpoint, and also what they've built up in the minors. I mean, this gives you a foundation where you can compete from a game-in, game-out basis. I remember this, like he just said it. And he said this before. John Sherman has said, well, Dayton always talked to me about the championship. Well, what's it like to be a consistent wild card team? Because if you consistently get into the postseason, you never know what can happen. You give yourself a chance to do something special. I would say to strip that down even more, if you can pitch on a day-in, day-out basis, you give yourself a chance to minimize the advantages that other teams have over you. Yes, the Yankees have more talent than the Royals, but if you can match up from them from a pitching perspective against that lineup, you give yourself a pretty decent chance. The Royals had a chance in last year's series. They just didn't hit well enough to give themselves an opportunity to actually win the series. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to football. And sometimes, you know what? You get what you want, and it just isn't what you thought it was going to be. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.